It's the second winter since Bethel opened a liquor store, and the demand on Bethel Search and Rescue to help people who've been drinking has more than doubled since last year. It's a challenge for the all-volunteer organization to keep up. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur tells us how they are looking for more members and hoping that some of the surrounding villages will help.
Bethel Search and Rescue has a mission to find people and bring them home. 40 years ago, when the organization formed, that meant finding people who were lost in the days before cell phones and GPS. As technology changed, so did search methods. But in the last 2 years, another factor has changed and altered what the organization does almost entirely. Alcohol.
We get nightly calls every night for people that are intoxicated. They come to Bethel, they consume alcohol, and they try to return back home.
But they often don't make it. Instead, Search and Rescue gets called. Mike Riley is the group's president.
I don't know if it's called a rescue anymore. What would you call it, Perry?
I think it would be called more of a emergency response.
That's Perry Barr, a long-serving Bethel Search and Rescue member.
Because lives could be lost, and especially with the colder temperatures, we have to respond.
The emergencies involving intoxicated people are increasing. Bethel opened its first liquor store in 2016 following nearly four decades of banned sales. In prior years, searchers would respond to alcohol-related calls about once a month. Last winter, that jumped to about twice a week. This winter, Riley says it's almost every night.
The calls are coming in now from 11 o'clock and then 2 o'clock in the morning. We get up and get ready and get out and do our rescue.
The same five men, including Riley, respond. Bethel Search and Rescue has about 80 active members who will go out on extended searches, like the ones the organization was created for. But the list of names for nightly calls you can count on one hand. Five men with jobs, families, and other responsibilities. Night after night, the calls are wearing down the search and rescue volunteers, and about 20% are for what the group has started calling frequent flyers.
It's the really close by villages that they're coming back and forth, and we need more cooperation from.
The organization is appealing to these villages for help. It doesn't have to be all that much.
If they would put something together like a hasty two-man team, that's all you really need.
The increase in night searches is exhausting, even frustrating, but the work must go on.
Where do we draw that line? We can't draw that line on our responses. We get a call, we will respond.
Along with the request to neighboring villages, Bethel Search and Rescue is asking its own members to go out at night. Riley would like to create a rotating schedule, and member Perry Barr would like to see younger people signing up.
Our search and rescue membership is getting long in the tooth, so to speak. They're getting older, and we need some of the younger people in this community to step up and volunteer so that we can train them, spend time with them, they can respond with us.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.